last year we learned till towards the end of the fourth parak. We almost finished. We didn't finish everything, but we'll start a new parak. We'll start the fifth parak. Parak Hamishi on Lamed Hay on the base. The fifth parak starts with a din of Tirchet. You know that on Shabbos the Torah says Malachas are forbidden, and on Yom Tov all the Yisuri Malacha carry over from Shabbos to Yom Tov, except you have a Heter Echal Nefesh. You're not allowed to stomp, cook, and carry, and make fires and extinguish fires. Shalom Litzorah. If it's Litzorah Echal Nefesh, there's a Heter. Not Litzorah Echal Nefesh, you're not allowed to. So those are the dinim in HaTorah. There's an Issa Malacha on Shabbos, an Issa Malacha with a couple of Heterim on Yom Tov. Then there's an Issa Tircha. Where's an Issa Tircha? Tircha Yisera Tircha. Let's say you're not allowed to. Every Shabbos, the wife decides she wants to move all the furniture. She changes the living room to the dining room to the living room, and this bedroom and the den, and she wants to move all the furniture upstairs, downstairs. What's the problem? It's all in the Rishus HaYochid. You're not Moitzim Rishus Lushus. So the answer is, it's an Issa Tircha. Who state that you're not allowed to do a Tircha? What's the Issa? So we assume the Ramban HaChumash writes in Parshas Amor that it says Shabboson. Shabbos is supposed to be Shabboson, or the Yom Rishon Shabboson, or the Yom HaShvini, Yom HaShvi Shabboson. Shabboson means Upruinzer. So the Ramban writes that everything that it says in the Gemara, the Tirche, and Uvda Dechol, what's wrong with Uvda Dechol? The pastor doesn't look at, well, what's wrong with Uvda Dechol? Ramban says everything is included in Shabbos. What does it mean exactly? Taka, it's an Issa Deraisa. It's an Issa Deraisa. See, the Ramban poses a question, how does one imagine observance of Shabbos on the level of Deraisa? Let's say there's an Erev around the city, so you can carry. The prohibition of Muktzah is only Midrabbanan. Let's say there's no Erev around the city.
Also,
the city has, it's only a Carmelist. Most cities are only a Carmelist, only the Rabbanon.
Yeah.
So, Minatari allowed to carry. And the Mecca HaMemkar is only Exer the Rabbanon Shem Yichtov. So they'll run business as usual and they won't be Yichtov. They won't write. They write, that's a Malacha. Money is only Muktzim the Rabbanon. Mecca HaMemkar is only the Rabbanon. So, and even if they have to write down a sales slip, write with the left hand. So writing with the, if you're writing, you write with the left hand, the Aishina is only the Rabbanon. So the Ramban asks, how do you imagine observance of Shabbos on the level of the Raisa, if everything, the whole time of Shabbos is only the Rabbanon? So he says, no, all these things are not allowed in HaTorah because of Shabbosim. So what does it mean? It's really awesome in HaTorah because of Shabbosim. The Mishnah is going to tell us that there are Heterim. B'makom hefsed merube yemekel, b'makom mitzvah yemekel. Where do you have an iser deraisa? Let's say basa b'cholov, shatnis, taras hamishpacha, whatever. Yemekel b'makom hefsed merube, mekel b'makom mitzvah. What if you're dealing with an issue derabanan? So sometimes the Gemara says b'makom, it's only exer derabanan, b'makom pseid lagaz rabanan, b'makom tsayra lagaz rabanan, b'makom mitzvah lagaz rabanan. Amir Yakum is only an Issa de Rabbanon, so sometimes the Mokam Mitzvah, you forbeg the Issa de Rabbanon. That's how they built it in to the Heter. What you have in Yeridayah, sometimes in the middle of Hilchas Trefis, a lot of times the Ramos says, and in Basa B'Cholov sometimes says, something is Asr, but if it's Erev Shabbos and you won't have anything else to eat, or you invited all the guests, and you won't have anything to give to the guests, if you'll be Machmer the way you're supposed to, so b'makom orachim or b'makom erev Shabbos, so yemekel. So what is that all about? So the Rama himself explains in his sefer on Inyana Yeridah, in the Torah Schatos, he explains that the only time you say that b'makom hefsed meruba erev Shabbos and b'makom orachim yemekel is when nikaradin the thing is really mutter. There's a machlokes or rishonim, machlokes apaskin. Nikaradin we really paskin that it's mutter. No, we decided we want to be machmir. So that's it. Why do you want to be machmir? Mishum kvoida shal rabbeinu tam, mishum kvoida shal haraman, whatever. One of the prominent rishonim says that something is also. So mishum kvoida shal haram, let's be machmir. Such a hefsid. But mishum kvoida tamid hacham, you want to be mechabed the rabbeinu tam, or Rashi the Rambam, who holds an unusual opinion that we really don't accept. The kvoida tamid hacham only goes so far. If you're going to be mechabed the rabbeinu tam and not violate his opinion. And by doing that, you're going to lose your Einik Shabbos. You're not going to have any chicken to eat on Shabbos. Or the Orchim won't have anything to eat. So what kind of Midas Chassidus is that? He probably is Amidas Chassidus to be Mechabed the Rabbeinu Tam, not to violate his Shita. We really don't hold like this Rabbeinu Tam. When Mechabed the Rabbeinu Tam Lachamos, and not to violate his Shita, and thereby we're violating the whole mitzvah of Einik Shabbos or Hachnas HaSorchim. So that's not a Cheshbon. So that's what the Ramos says. Whenever we make a Mamakam Hefsid Meruba, a Mamakam Orchim, or a Mamakam Erev Shabbos, you make up, the Hilchas Trefes don't change on the weekend. On the weekend it's Mutta, in the middle of the week it's Asa. What do you mean? No, it means it's really Mutta Nikaradin. So these Kulas, these Haterim, Mamakam Hefsid, Mamakam Mitzvah's Mutta, is an indication the whole issue that you're dealing with in the first place is only an issue of the Rabbanon. These are not Haterim on their Isis.
Yeah, it's the issue of Eretz
Yisrael. Built in, right? The Yisrael Amir Ole Yakim is only an Yisrael de Rabbanon. No, that's the way the Chacham Hamavegesh tells the Yisrael. We prohibit Amir Ole Yakim unless it's b'makom tzar bali chayim is mutter. The shul is burning down and the Sefer Torah is going to get destroyed, so he permitted to ask a Nachri to carry the Sefer Torah out in the street. Shul is the Shul Yemekel, the various kulas that were built in, not a machloik, is right, these are kulas that the Chachamim built in. They included a clause to be Mekel, but on Anisa der Isa, the only time you Mekel is if there's a Sachanas Nefoshes, Kuach Nefesh or something like that. So the Ramban writes on Chumash that all of these things that they yasid mid the Rabbanon are really yasim and atar. He doesn't really mean that it's yasim and atar. What he means is to fulfill the mitzvah the Araisa of Shabboson. It's not. There's an essay and a lois essay. So the lois essay lois asa kol malacha means if you violate one of the lamites of his malachas, what are the malachas? If it's not a malacha, it's an uvd the dechol. Or it's a tircha yisera, tircha muetas, or something like that. It's not that it's an isa deraisa. If you'll write with the left hand and handle mukze and do mekach hamemka and carry in a karmelis and you'll run business as usual on Shabbos, same as the weekday, so you will not be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shabbos. But it won't be in avera, so you won't fully fulfill. You'll fulfill the mitzvah a little bit. He goes to shul and he davens and he dresses nicely, but he goes to work also. So he won't be mid the Rabbanon, they may be surim, but you can't see on the level of their Isa that they're surim. He's not in complete fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shabbos, and that's what he means that it's a der Isa. But it doesn't really mean that it's an Isa der Isa. So that's what the Mishnah says, that basically neither are surim the Rabbanon. And we're going to learn, the Gemara has a whole bunch of sfeikas. We'll learn four or five shilas the Gemara has, and the Gemara is not poshet to any of the shilas. And the Magen Mishnah and the Beis Yosef quotes the Magen Mishnah and other Shanim say, Sofik the Rabbanon lekula. Mikredin should really be mekel on all of these because it's all the Rabbanon. We're not dealing with an issue deraisa. But the Rabban writes that it's all included in Shabbos. It means there's an Indian deraisa. This is the spirit of the law. It's in accordance with the letter of the law, but it's not clearly not in accordance with the spirit of the law, and it's not exactly in accordance with the letter of the law either, because you're not in complete fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shabbos. But it's not that it's an iser essay. It's not in fulfillment of the kiyum essay. It's a kiyum essay.
This way is not a Shomer Shabbos if you make a vera and Shabbos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a Shomer Shabbos means it's not... Strictly speaking, Shomer Shabbos means malachas. Shomer is a lois essay, so the Shmir Shabbos really goes on malachas. But it's Zohar. Zohar is the essay, so Zohar means the Rambam sounds like he says in the end of Hilchas Shabbos that Kibbut V'yoinig that says in Pasuk in Yeshaya that the Baratam Yasos Berachach Medabedovor Rekrosel Shabbos Einig and so on. That these are not only Divrei Kabbalah. The Novi Yeshaya is explaining that Kibbut V'yoinig are included in the mitzvah of Zohar. That Zohar is an essay that requires you should say Kiddush and you should say Abdullah and you shouldn't have Uvda Dechol and everything. Shabbos, and it's all included in Zohar. Everything's included in Zohar. That's a Kiyum mitzvah.
Doesn't the Ramban also say that even though it's a mitzvah to eat, but if you overeat, you do too much of it, it's also like
I mean all week long in general.
It's a you're not supposed to do the weekdays either.
Ramban on Kedoshim has a famous comment.
Yeah.
Novel Bishus HaTorah. That's a different. It doesn't go on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It just goes a person goes to a glatt kosher nightclub, let's say, and they fress all the time, and they have belly dances, but they all went to the mikveh and they're all single, and they're all Yiddish, and his wife gives him permission, and she's sitting with him, and he's not over anything. Everything is behefta gum, everything. So he says the guy's and he has 20 wives. And everything's behetta. But he says he's a novel. He's a novel b'shus ha-tar. He does everything ala tzara yasetar. But he's a novel. So he says that's the Ramban says that that's the meaning of the pasuk kedoshim to you. You should act like a normal, decent human being. You shouldn't act in an improper fashion. But he doesn't specifically go on Shabbos and Yom Tov. He goes on all week long, all year long. So this Mishnah deals with some of the details of the halachas of tircha on Yom Tov. So he gives an example. A person has the peiros on top of the roof and he's on Yom Tov and he sees it's going to rain and he's afraid the rain is going to cause some of the peiros to get rotten. It's going to get spoiled. So what can he do to save it? So if he's going to schlep these heavy packages, each one is 50 pounds or 100 pounds, he's going to schlep it down the staircase, he's going to pick it up and lift it up and throw it through the window, that's a tircha yisera that he's not allowed to do. But if it's on a level roof and there's an aruba in the roof, a chalon, Rashi says, is a sideways window. And an aruba is a window that's on the ceiling.
Skylight.
So he opens up the aruba and he just schleps the gag, is a flat gag, and he schleps the sack. Schlepping it on, doesn't have to pick it up. Schleps it and it falls in.
Sure.
It falls in. So it's only a tircha mu'etta. So to do a tircha mu'etta is also not right on Yom Tov. To do a tircha mu'etta is also not right. But if it's b'makim hefsed mamim, so the chachamim were makom.
Is it still attached to the tree?
No. Attached to the tree, that's a malachim. That he's not permitted
just
to do. It's already detached, and it was drying the whole summer long, let's say. And then sukkah is a chais. It starts to rain on sukkah. He's afraid it's going to get spoiled. So the Mishnah says, Mishil and Paris, you're permitted to lower the Paris, derech harubo, on the window that's on the skylight, beyond the Favaloi b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, this chumra mid the Rabbanan, not to do tirche, even tirche muetis, we are not mekalan. Even mamakam hefsid mamon, we're not mekalan. But if it's on Yom Tov and it's a hefsid mamon, and it's not a tirche yisera, it's only tirche muetis, because there's only aruba, it's not a chaloin that you have to pick it up and throw it sideways. You just schlep it, you just pull it and it falls through, so that's permissible.
So that I'm going Shabbos to Yom Tov Elochim Nevel Bavad doesn't hold according to this and these things.
Right, I'm going Shabbos to Yom Tov Elochim Bavad goes on the malachas, on the level of malachas, but on the Xeris, the Rabbanim, it doesn't go. Yeah. You have kulis on Yom Tov that you don't have on Shabbos. Muktzah. No, it must be that the peiros are not muktzah.
Edible.
Yeah.
The fruit.
If doesn't mean grogus with tzimukim. It doesn't mean grogus with tzimukim that a muktzah, that it's an in-between state. That people eat the fresh fruits, they taste good. And people eat the dried out the raisins and the dried out figs and dates, that taste good. And in between, when it's not fully fresh and it's not fully dried out, it tastes ichi. So the Gemara says on a few dafim earlier that that's grogus with tzimukim, that would be muktzah. No! It just means sitting on the roof and it's drying. It's edible the way it is now also. It's not muktzah. If it wouldn't be gemaiset, if it would be tevel, that would be muktzah. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking now gemaiset. It's not tevel.
Obviously,
Mishnah says in Shabbos, not a question of muktzah. Mishnah says in Shabbos that you're not allowed to move around sacks of tvuah that are muktzah. In the Bar Kochva letters, they have that Bar Kochva is a frum general. So he wrote instructions to the
officers.
To the officers in the army that they have to be mafrish maisis on everything before Shabbos and before Yom Tov. They're not allowed to be mafrish on Shabbos. Yom Tov, that's the Mishnah later. Mm-hmm. And if they weren't mafrish before Shabbos, not only can't they eat it, they can't move it, as it says in the Mishnah. They're not allowed to move around those sacks, the sacks of Tevel. So that's what the Gemara says on the next daf, that the Mishnah here is talking peiros that are not muktzah. The peiros are not tevel. They're royal. You're permitted to eat achilas aroi, before
Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat
it in order to eat achilas aroi.
If it's before rias pnei abayis, if it's before rias pnei abayis, so it's not yet tevel. It's not fully tevel yet. If it's only Tevel the Rabbanah,
on Shabbos you're not allowed to eat if you're Achilas Aroi, right?
On Shabbos, yeah. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat Achilas Aroi because Shabbos Kaivah. That was the Gemara in the end of the previous term.
Right.
But on Yontif, and the Gemara is Mashman Yontif, you don't say Yontif is Kaivah. No. The Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes that Shabbos and Yontif both have a din of Oinik. The Gemara says that Shabbos Kaivah is based on Oinik. And it sounds from the Gemara that there is no mitzvah of Oinig on Yontif, that only Shabbos is Kavas and not Yontif. And the Rambam writes not so, that the mitzvah of Kibbeh V'Oinig applies equally to Shabbos and to Yontif. It's against the Gemara. The Achrayim point that. This Gzeirah de Rabbanon wasn't fully instituted on Yontif to the same extent as on Shabbos. The Mishnah that says, Ein bein Shabbos l'Yontif, Alech ha-Nevesh Balvad, only goes with respect to Malach, but with respect to the Isra Tirch, it's different. Because the whole Isra Tirch is kernels of grain.
It's also Paris.
It's not, you don't say Bar Pirates. In Yiddish, we wouldn't call it Paris. But in the Lashon HaGemara, it's called Paris. Yeah. Anything that's edible. Sometimes you make, the Gemara is going to keep on going back and forth. Sometimes on Yontif you make more chumras, because on Yontif we carry and on Yontif we cook and we do all kinds of malachas. So we're concerned, if you give heterim, people are going to think everything goes, and on the other hand it makes more sense to be machman Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to say, we're not sure about all the details over here. When one detail says in the Mishnah that this kula of tircha muetes, mamakam pseid, is only on Yontif, not on Shabbos. But some other details we're not so sure about. The Gemara is going to go into it. And then the Mishnah continues another kula in Hilchas Tircha Muetas. The Machas and Paris, you have the Paris on the roof, and there is no skylight to drop it through. And he's not allowed to pick up the whole 50-pound bag and throw it through the window. That's a Tircha Yisera. So what if he has a plastic
tarpaulin?
Tarpaulin to cover over all the Paris that it shouldn't rain on it. He wants to put, like, people have a plastic cover for the sukkah. So he has such a plastic cover.
What's your problem?
Shalif and Tircha. That's, it's a heavy thing. He has to schlep it to put it. So it's only a Tircha Muetta, so it says that it's permissible. A Machas and Paris Bekelim Ipnei Adelef. Let's say this already goes, it's in the house. The Paris are in the house already, and there's a leak in the ceiling. Delef means a leak. There's a leak in the ceiling, and it's going to ruin the Paris. The first line in the Mishnah goes that the Paris are on the roof, so he drops it through the aruba in the roof, and then he closes the aruba. So when it rains, it doesn't rain. And here we're talking, the Paris are in the house already, and it's leaking in. There's a hole in the roof, so it's leaking in.
Here the Gemara doesn't say Avoloi b'Shabbos. This may be mut on Shabbos also, or of course only on Yontif you're allowed to do that.
I don't know. I don't think it's mut on Yontif. I don't know. If it's a Tircha Muetas, I think it says you're not allowed to. Mechas and Paris be Kalim. You're permitted to put Kalim on top to protect the Paris. And the same thing, you have barrels of wine and barrels of oil, and you don't have a lid on top. If you have a lid, so what's the problem? So it can rain all at once, the rain is going to fall on the floor. He doesn't have a lid, and it's going to drip into the yain, into the shemen. So also you're permitted to cover it over with a plastic cover. Let's say you have a leak and the ceiling is leaking on the carpet. It's going to ruin the carpet or the furniture. It's going to splash all over. So you put a little garbage can there, a bucket, whatever, to collect the leak from the ceiling. That's permissible even on Shabbos. That's not even a Tircha Muetas. So what's the Chiddush? It's not even a Tircha Muetas. We're going to discuss it. What's the Chiddush? It's not even a Tircha Muetas to take an empty bucket.
Move it, man.
Ah, the Gemara is going to discuss it. The Gemara hasn't... What? I don't know. But he raised an issue. They're both going to be discussed in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to discuss both. He raised an issue. There is a din of basis ledava ha'asa. If I put it bar mukta on top of a Dovashena Muktzeh on Erev Shabbos, they say, or in the middle of Shabbos, so the plate on the bottom, or the tray, or the table, whatever, also becomes a basis, so it takes on the din of Muktzeh. So the Gemara has a din
in Masechah Shabbos, it's a little bit mentioned, but it's really in Masechah Shabbos, Daf Mem Gimel.
Yeah.
It says the whole sugi appears in Mem Gimel with slight shinuyim. If you take a look here, there's a comment on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. It says Shabbos Mem Gimel Kol Sugi Ayin Sham Kama Shinuyim. It came out word for word with slight shinuyim. Some of those shinuyim are very crucial. We'll get to it soon. So the whole sugi appears there. So part of the sugi is this topic. The Gemara says it's forbidden to make a bus the davar ha'aser on Shabbos.
No,
we don't pask him. That's Rabbi Yitzchok. We'll get to that. No, but let's say the candle is the wax from the candle is dripping down, and the wax is considered muktzah because it's a buses to the flame, and the wax is going to drip down on the tablecloth and it's going to ruin the tablecloth or whatever. So the Balabasta wants to protect the plate, the tablecloth. So she puts a paper plate on the bus.
On Shabbos.
She puts a paper plate under it that she collected. Then she'll throw out the paper plate later. What's the problem? So the Gemara says you're not allowed to because you're making the paper plate into a buses, and that's not permissible. Buses, what's so terrible? You make a plate into a buses, double usher. So the Gemara calls it Mevatel Kli Mehechana. The thing was Mukhan, the paper plate was Mukhan. Mukhan is the opposite of Muktzah. Muktzah means you can't use it, and Mukhan means it's prepared. You're going to use it. You have the ability to use it for something. So if you have a Kli which was Mukhan, and now you Mevatel its status of Mukhan, you make it into Muktzah, so that's a Malacha Midirabbanon of some sorts. What exactly is the Malacha? So Tosfos writes in Masechah Shabbos on this daf, Mem Gimel, that Rashi has two opposite pshatim in two different places in Masechah Shabbos. One place Rashi writes that it's bona, one place Rashi writes that it's soser. One place he writes that it's bona, that I had a paper plate and originally I can move it around wherever I want. And now that I put it next to the candle and the wax drips down, now I can't budge it. It just became muktzah, I'm not allowed to move it. So it's like nailing down the paper plate to this spot. Like I just nailed it down, so it's like bona. I just attached it to this place. And then Rashi has another pshat that it's soser. I used to have a paper plate that I could use, and now I can't use it anymore, so I just destroyed the paper plate. Opposite pshat, and whatever it is, it's an isa derabbanan. It's not an isa deraisa. So the Gemara says, but how do you read the Mishnah? It's leaking from the ceiling, and he puts a bucket underneath to collect the dirty water. So the dirty water is garbage water, is dachmuktzeh, junk. The basic definition of muktzeh is junk. We make a mistake. We usually teach little children. It's too complicated to teach a little child all the dinim. So when a child starts to play with a pen or with a hammer or a screwdriver, he screams muktzeh. But strictly speaking, the pen and the screwdriver and the hammer is a klisha malach delisa. It's not really muktzeh. The real definition of muktzeh is junk, garbage. Eitzim abana biyofer is muktzeh. Money al pi din is considered junk. Money is considered junk. You can do a lot of things with the power of money, but money itself doesn't have the hishtamshas. Yeah, paper play, you can use the paper play, a paper cup that has hishtamshas. Money, gufa, doesn't have the hishtamshas, unless people flip coins all the time and they play games with it. Heads you win and tails I win. So then it became a toy. So a toy is a davar sheyesh bo hishtamshas, but normally you don't use money as a toy, you're not miyachad it as a toy. In Miyachad to buy with, so you buy with it and you give it, but it itself doesn't have hishtamshus. So if he didn't, money is considered muktzeh machmas gufa, not because it's prohibited to do business on Shabbos, to sell and to buy for money. That's an additional reason. That's an additional reason why it's muktzeh, because it's miyuchad to do a malacha with it. But even forgetting about that reason, the Pesach can point out, versus on the Mishnais and others point out, that money is considered like Eitz Maman of Yofa, it's considered muktzeh machmas gufa. So the real definition of muktzeh is junk. So you have this dirty water leaking down from the roof, it's leaking through. So it's tachmamish muktzeh. Dirty water is muktzeh. So how is he allowed to, the Gemara is, how is he allowed to put a bucket underneath? And for the Gemara, it's not talking about dirty, dirty water that's filthy and it's junk. No, the water is not so dirty. I wouldn't be interested in drinking it. I wouldn't be interested in washing my clothes in this water. It's not that clean. But Rashi writes that behemoths can drink it. The
you can use it for watering.
You can use it for other purposes. So it's not junk. It has a hishtamshes on Shabbos. Use it to water the lawn that's not mutter on Shabbos, yeah. But to feed the behemoths. So that's how Rashi writes. Bedela faroi. That's how Rashi writes there. Bedela faroi means that it's roi. Lamachal behemoth. So it's not really considered muktzeh. The Gemara is going to discuss about the rain that goes into the barrels of wine and the barrels of oil.
that it's not such a hefsed merubah. It's not really going to ruin it so much. It's just going to be a hefsed muat. We'll see. That's what the Gemara says is added on. Mechasim peiris bekelim ipnei adela. If you're allowed to put the plastic cover on the kelim, that they shouldn't get ruined. We're talking about the paper plates, let's say, that are really going to get ruined. And not only paper plates that are going to get demolished, even Kadiyah and Kadishem is only going to be a hefsed muad, it's also permissible to do a tirchum uetis in order to protect them. To cover over? I didn't think so. Yeah, I think it's only on Yom Tov. I think it's the same as the first line. Yeah. I think it's only on Yom Tov.
So why didn't the Mishnah wait with the Avoloi B'Shabbos after they list all of them in the desert just for the first case? If it all goes on Avoloi B'Shabbos?
I don't know. I think it's us. You got to take a look. I think it's us or on Shabbos. I don't
know.
I think so. I think it only goes on Yom Tov. Maybe we'll figure out from the Gemara. I think it only goes on Yom Tov. So now the Gemara just comments on the word in the Mishnah. What does it mean, Mishilim? Mishilim means to lower down. The Paris. Where do you get in the Hebrew language? The Mishnei Kibur is not necessarily biblical Hebrew. Loshon HaMishnah L'chud and Loshon HaTanach L'chud. But still, where is there a source for this connotation, for this meaning? For this meaning that Mishila means to lower? So the Gemara has, the Gemara in a few places has this kind of a comment that until the later days, they used to recite Mishnayis Baal Peh. They didn't have it written down. Even Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi edited the Mishnayis. There's a big question, a historical question. Does it mean that he edited the Mishnayis and then he committed it to writing? And from that time on, they used to learn Mishnayis Mitech HaKsav. Or no, most assume that that's not the story. He edited the Mishnayis and they were still reciting it Baal Peh. Until later, the days of Ravina Ravashi, what does it say? Also Yom Tov. Everything goes on Yom Tov. I think so, yeah. All the coolest only go on Yom Tov in the Mishnah. So there's a question, there's a famous Igeris Rabbeinu Shreira Goyim. I'm sure they used to send them shilas from all over, and used to write shubas, big stuff. So one of the shilas was, they asked them, what is the Shalshelas HaMasoira? How did we get the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu? So he spells out generation after generation. Moshe Kibul Torah Misina, Mitzvah Lishua, from the Mishnayos. And then he goes from generation to generation. He goes weiter, till the Amoraim, and then he says the Goinim, and then he says till he got the tradition. He writes, he spells it out. And then he gives you historical comments. What happened in what generation, and what were they working on, and what were they doing? So there are two versions of the Geras Rav Shreira going on this issue. There are two versions. Nusach Svad, Nusach Ashkenaz. It's humorous. Nusach Svad, Nusach Ashkenaz. On this issue, when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi edited the Mishnais, what in the world does that mean? Does that mean the Gemara says in Tmur, at the beginning of the second parak, that originally it was prohibited to write down the Torah Shebal Peh? The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samach, learns out from that pasuk that Varm Shebichyav have to be, the Balkari has to lay Mitoch HaKsav. He's not allowed to lay in Kriyas a Torah Bal Peh. And the Torah Shabbat Peh, he's not allowed to teach Mitoch HaKsav. What we're doing is an aver. It's not proper. You're not supposed to teach Mitoch HaKsav. But then the Gemara says, in the later generations, they saw Islas Lashem, Eferet Teresecha, they made our Rosh Hashanah. They saw the Torah Shabbat Peh is going to be forgotten. So they were matted to write down the Torah Shabbat Peh that it shouldn't be forgotten. So the question is, when did that happen? So one version of the Geras Rabbeinu Shreira Goyim is that was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rebbe edited the Mishnahs, that's what it means. An editor.
Yeah, that's what they applied the Islasas to yeah. Rebbe's to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi.
And the others say no. The other version, and that's what is generally assumed by most Achrayim and by most historians, is Nitazoy. Not until the days of Rabbeinu and Ravashi did they commit anything to writing. Rebbe edited the Mishnahs the way they should recite it Baal Peh. These are brises floating around. And every malamed and every yeshiva said over whatever brisa he wanted. Some of the brises made sense, some of the brises didn't make sense. Some were shabesh tehi, some were meduik, some were not meduik. So the Rebbe said he collected all the brises and he picked out the best ones and he says from now on He had a Torah Masorah conference, and he said, from now on, the Malamdim who teach Torah Shebaal Peh should only teach the following set of prices, and that's it. This is the official curriculum. And it wasn't fixed up. It was all Baal Peh. It was right about that. And the Heter is Las Lashem, the Fer Teresecha, does it mean Ashpeta in the days of Rabbi Ravashi? That's how it's usually assumed. The Rambam had the Geras Rab Shrevi Gondi, has all the Tshuvas HaGoinim. And when the Rambam writes in the Hagdamah to the Mishnah Torah, the whole Shalshalas HaMasorah, 40 generations, generation after generation, Moshe Rabbein and Yeshua, Benun, and this one, that one, the other one, the other one, he goes till Ravina Ravashi. Why doesn't he go weiter? Till he knew the secret. The Meiri, in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, gives you, after Ravina Ravashi, this generation, and then he says, and I got it from, the Meiri writes, and I got it from this Rebbe, and he got it from him. He goes all the way till his generation. So the Rambam could have done the same also. He got from his father learned by the Rimi Gash, the Rimi Gash learned by the Rif, and the Rif learned, and he can fill in from the Rif to Ravina Ravashi. Why did he leave out? So the answer is that the Rambam is not stopped giving history. The Miri is giving history. He wants to tell you, I have my Seira all the way back from Moshe Rabbeinu, and he gives you. The Rambam is not giving history, the Rambam is giving Aloha. So the Rambam is saying, that's how Moshe Soloveitchik said Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that the Masorah of the Torah Shebaal Peh was only called Manu, was transmitted Baal Peh. The days of Rabbi Ravashi, when they committed it to writing and they started teaching him Mitoch HaKsav, that was already a lower madrega of Masorah of Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Rambam doesn't record that. That's the official status of Chachmei HaMasorah. The full status of Chachmei HaMasorah ended in the days of Rabbi Ravashi. That's why we assume, that's what Moshe Soloveitchik explained. The Gemara has a lashon in the end of Bab Metzia on Daf Pei Hey, Daf Pei Vav. Ravina Ravashi Soif Hayro. The Gemara quotes from Sifra Shalada Marishan. The Gemara says on the Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, Zeh Sefer told the Sodom. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Zeh Sefer told the Sodom? What, Adam Marishan wrote a Sefer? What do you mean Zeh Sefer told the Sodom? The Gemara says, no, this is the Sefer that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam showed to Adam Marishan when he formed Adam Marishan and he first opened his eyes. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam showed already a book that lists off Dor Dor B'Dershov, Dor Dor B'Chachomov, Dor Dor B'Seifrov, Dor Dor Amanhigov. The Rebbeinu Shlom already charted out the whole history of Klal Yisrael, the history of the Torah, and the history of the world. What's going to happen? Not just that he created a world and he gave a Torah and he left everything up to Hefker, and there are pressures, and he can make a revolution, and he can make a government, and he can overthrow the government, and then he leaves up to us, we can destroy the world, we can do another. Rebbeinu Shlom is leading all the history in the direction. We don't understand what kind of a crazy direction is it. So that's a pella, okay. But that's what the Chazal had a tradition. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam guides history. And he sees to it that it goes in the direction that he wants it. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam guides the development of the Torah Shebaal Peh, that it should develop in the direction that he wants. And this is called the Sifra Shalada Marishon. He has not only for the Klal Yisrael, for the Rabbanim, he has for the history of the whole world. Dor Dor Manhigo, Dor Dor Vedorshav, Dor Dor Vesurfav, Dor Dor Vachachamav. And the Gemara says that some of the Tanoim had access to this Sefer Shalad Marishan. Most of them did not have access. So they had snatches of it that are quoted in the Gemara. So they felt the Gemara, the context there in Bab Metzia is that Rabbi Yudah Nasi gave smicha to Rav. He had a few students. So Rav got smicha and Shmuel didn't get smicha. So Rabbi Yudah Nasi felt very bad. Otib, there was a convention of Rabbanim and Ahina here, and then Shmuel left and he went to Bavel. And he missed the boat, they didn't get smicha. So Rebbe felt very bad. It's not right, he should have given him smicha. So they told Rebbe he shouldn't feel bad. They saw in the Sifra Shalada Marishan that there's going to be a generation, there's going to be a Rav Shmuel, and Shmuel is going to be Chacham Yiskiri Rebbe Lo Yiskiri. He'll be a big scholar and he won't have smicha. What does it mean? So the Marshal says that the din is always like Rav, Hibchus Karabi Yisuri. That's part of the Sifra Shalada Marishan. The Bon Shalom has a whole plan. In history, so the Gemara says that part of this Sefer Shalad HaMarishan state, these are all crucial things in the development of Torah and the development of history of the world. So one of the points is Ravina Ravashi Soif HaRoa. What's the significance of Soif HaRoa? Means the HaRoa means in Torah Shebaal Peh. There's no HaRoa in Torah Shebichsav. Whatever says in Chumash, that's called Zil Kri Be'Rav. You ask a child in the Cheder, they'll ask you. Achachem gave a HaRoa that tomorrow morning is Rosh Chodesh. Rav Soloveitchik flags up and you have to lay tefillin. I'm Rosh Chodesh. What do you mean, Rav Soloveitchik? Ask a child in Cheder. He'll tell you also you have to lay tefillin. A Chalamoid, you got a Shaila. Chalamoid is like Shabbos, Yontif, that's what to discuss. Rosh Chodesh is nothing to discuss. That's Zil Kri B'Rav. That's not called a Hiro. Hiro is a term of Psak. Hiro is a term that only applies to an issue in the area of Torah Shebal Peh. So the Gemara says, Ravina v'Ravashi, this is a line from the Sifra Shalad Mishnah. Ravina v'Ravashi constituted Sof HaRoh, means that was the end of the period of Psokim in Torah Shebal Peh, what is normal Torah Shebal Peh. Rabbi Feinstein put out nine volumes of Shabbat and Shuvah. Baruch Hashem is not dead. Pretty good. Other Rabbanim is still writing, the living Rabbanim writing nice form also. Yeah, but it's not the same as before. In the earlier generations, anyone had a right to disagree with anybody who preceded him, even if the one preceded was bigger. Ein lecha l'shefet shebi amecha. But after Rabbi Navashi al-Pidin, the status of Chachmei HaMasor is al-Pidin lower, because we no longer have the Masor of the Torah Shebal Peh being transmitted by Peh. We give shur mitar haksav, so alpidin it's a lower level of chachmei hamasor. So that's what it means. Ravina Ravashi is soif hayroah. That's the end of a period. So that's what they say. The Rambam had that version in the Geras Rab Shreiri Goyen, and most achreinim assume like that, and most of the historians also assume like that. That Rab Yudah Anasi, Rabbeinu Hakadosh, edited the Mishnayos. He edited what should be taught bal peh. But it still wasn't taught mitach haksav until the days of Rabbeinu Ravashi. That's Rabbeinu Ravashi. So if I read, that was the end of the tkufa, the full tkufa of Torah Shebal Peh. What we have later is a lower level of Torah Shebal Peh, so the hayroahs are on a lower level. Hayroah has a paskining. Hayroah is only in Torah Shebal Peh, so the hayroahs of the later chachamim al-pidin are on a lower level. So therefore, a chacham after the days of Rabbeinu Ravashi has no right to disagree with the psakim that preceded Rabbeinu Ravashi. Yeah. They used to always recite, but
apparently there was a phase to it, because otherwise everybody would learn their own.
Something else. Yeah, there always was a phase, but he touched up here and there what they should be transmitting orally. So he touched it up here and there. Yeah, there always was Mishnayos. The Mishnah has some chayris in the days of Rab Tarfon and Hashalif and Toy Bedva Mishnah. In the days of Rab Tarfon, there was a Toy Bedva Mishnah. So apparently there was such a thing as a Mishnah. There was Mishnah. There was an official text that was recited. It wasn't taught Mitar Chaksav. That was the official text that was recited. And then they had side prices that were floating around.
Is that how you get Chesurim Echsurim? Is that how that falls into place? Is that how these things happen?
Chesurim Echsurim, because there were different versions? Could be.
I have no idea how did
the Chesurim
Echsurim that come about?
Sir Messer, the Vilna Goyen is famous for his comment. The Vilna Goyen says that in the days of the earlier Tanoim, it wasn't permissible to write down the Torah Shebal Peh. It wasn't permissible to write it down and to teach from a text. The Rambam writes people were permitted to keep private notes. Everyone had a Megillah Stern. The Gemara refers to Megillah Stern. Rashi and Shabbos talks about Megillah Stern. People had private notes. But the public shiur had to be bal peh. They couldn't. That was the halacha. The serious Torah bal peh should be bal peh as opposed to mitach haksav. So when they were makel to write down notes, to write anything down, that was all based on Eis Lasis Hashem. Really everything should be bal peh. So the Vilna Gaon says when they were makel, they were only makel to the extent that it was necessary. So he used to just write Rashi Prokin. So sometimes you have a Mishnah, if you remember Bava Kama in the first book, there's a Mishnah that doesn't even have a sentence. Shum kesef, shove kesef, bifnei bezen, al pi'enim, b'nei chorim, b'nei bris. Tanizik v'amazik v'tashlumim. It's like headlines. It's like titles of essays.
Yeah,
so shum kesef, Rashi Prokin. The first two words, shum kesef, alludes to a whole paragraph. And Shavu Kesef alludes to a whole paragraph. Bifnei Eidim alludes to another paragraph. It's just Rashi Prokem. So why didn't they write a sentence? Why did they write a paragraph? So the Vilna Gaon claims that was written, that's a Mishnah Keduma, that they didn't want to, that they had written down private notes, whatever. They didn't want to write down more than was absolutely necessary, because only Eis Lasis Hashem Efer Tarsecha, if it's a big Shas Atchak. So he says, and even when the later generations, they were matter to write down, but they're only matter to write down mamish b'tzimtzum, what was absolutely necessary.
That's why the Vilna Gaon had b'tzimtzum.
That's why the Vilna Gaon wrote b'tzimtzum. You look in the Biuri HaGral Shulchan Aruch, most Rabbanim cannot make out heads or tails what the Vilna Gaon is talking about. He just gives you Mar Mekoynis. He gives you, on Shulchan Aruch, he gives you the Mar Mekoynis, says, this is a Mishnah, this is a Gemara, look over here, look over there, like the Ragat Shavah, look over here, look over there. And what does it say over there? So they have longer Svarim to explain what the Vilna Gaon is talking about. So why didn't he write off in their age? So they say he wasn't afraid he would forget. He thought he would remember. So he just wrote brief marmakaimis that he would, that was all that was necessary for him, that he shouldn't forget. So he looked back in retrospect and he said that must have been what they did in the days of the Tanoim. That originally when they were mate, the ksiva of the Torah Shebaal Peh, some mishnais we have everything is spelled out explicitly, like a kitzur shulchan aruch. You have a full paragraph and they tell you the din and the pasuk and the mokar and the nafkaminis and the details, everything, a whole essay. Once in a while, and most of the time the mishnais are not that explicit, and sometimes they're very cryptic. Sometimes the mishnais are extremely cryptic. So the Vilna Gaon says that's why they have often chisurei mechzer abahachi katani. It does mean that there's a mistake, there's a toy cipher and the cipher forgot to write a half a sentence. No, they wrote it in a cryptic fashion. They didn't want to confuse people. They wrote it briefly, bikitz and nimrods, just to the extent that was they felt was necessary that they shouldn't forget the din. They didn't want to write a full sentence because you're not supposed to write the Torah Shabbat. And that's what he says, a famous comment that it says in Shir Hashim, Chamuki Yireichayach Kemoi Chaloyim. Maisa Yedei Oman, so the Gemara says in the third parak in Moikotten, Ma Yerech B'Seiser, Avdi V'Torah B'Seiser. The Yerech of a man and a woman is the thigh is always covered up. That part of the body is always normally, a normal civilization. That part of the body is covered up. So why is the Torah compared to Chamuki Reichayach Kemo Chaloyim? So the Gemara says, Ma Yerech B'Seiser, the Yerech is always covered up. Tzanua, Abdi Beitara Baseisa. Di Beitara is supposed to be Betzina. You shouldn't give a public shiur. The Gemara says, yeah, once in a while, B'yayimid the Kala. Ayyurat Zayd Rosh, Akinus Chuba, once in a long while. But usually you don't open up to the public. You have a little shiur and people attend inside. You don't have blasting in the street all the time. Just once in a long while, B'yayimid the Kala you have.
Put him in Chayim.
He gave the shiur in public. The Gemara tells that Gemara, yeah. So the Vilna Gaon says that word that you learn is from Chamuke is the Rashi Tevis of Chesura Mechzor B'Hachi Katani. He says the reason why they wrote the Mishnais in such a fashion of is not that a Tos Sefer crept in and the scribe forgot a line. No, they wrote it L'Hatchila like that, not adaited to confuse people. Ma Yerech B'Seiser. They didn't want everything to be so explicit. They wanted to write only Bekitzer. Yeah, they write Bekitzer and Nimrod. They didn't want everything to be so Megula. They wanted Torah Shabbat Peh to be transmitted Baal Peh.
And he said that the Chofetz Chaim liked to learn the mission of Shum Kesef.
Shum Kesef, Shem Kesef. Yeah. That's what they told us. Yeah, Rabbi Gershon Zaks told us that he heard from his father that the grandfather of Chofetz Chaim, when he used to travel on trips, he wouldn't learn what he was learning normally. He would always like to learn Mishnais, and he used to often learn Shum Kesef Shavu Kesef. Somehow he liked that one. See, the Gemara has every so often such a discussion. They were reciting the Mishnais Baal Peh. It wasn't written down yet. And there were certain words in the Mishnais that were questionable what the word was. Usually it does make a difference what the word is. It boiled down to the same thing anyway. And once in a while it does make a difference. So here, like Simchas Beis HaShoyeva. So we call it, Mishnah talks in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, there was Simchas Beis HaShoyeva. Nigmara has another girsa, Simchas Beis HaShuvah, I forgot already the girsa. Nigmara has two girsas about what the word, it doesn't make a difference, here also. Mishilim Peres means to drop down the Peres. So the Gemara says, Itmar Rav Yudah Rav Nosson had two different versions. Chad Tani, when they finally did write down the Lashon of the Mishnah, so what did they write down? So one had a tradition that he had written down Mishilim, like we have, Perek Mishilim. The Chad Tani, the other one had the Girsa Mashchilim. He had a Ches added on. Gemara says it boils down to the same thing. Amar Mazutra doesn't make a difference. Man the Tani Mishilim Lai Mishtamish, Man the Tani Mashchilim Lai Mishtamish. This is not incorrect, and this is not incorrect. Means that either Girsa is correct, it boils down to the same thing. Means to lower down. Where? It's in Biblical Hebrew. The Mishnais doesn't necessarily have to be in Biblical Hebrew, but it happens that it is over here. Not incorrect. Mishabeshta. Mishibush means a mistake. Mishabeshta means a mistake. Or Shibush. So lo mishtabesh. That's a modern Hebrew also. Shibush.
He has a Mishilin to lower, but I'm a Shilin Dugin in Ayam. I'm in a Biblin.
So the Gemara says here, either word comes to the same conclusion. Man the Tana Mishilin Loi Mishtabesh. The one who has the gears in the Mishnah, like we have Mishilin, is not making a mistake. That's correct. It says in the Teichecha, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to punish the Klal Yisrael if they do Averis, and the Zeisim will fall down and get rotten. They'll be spoiled. Ki Yishal Zeisecha, it'll fall down. So here also, Mishilin Peris means to lower down the Peris that it should fall down. Manetoni Mashchilin, the word Lahashchil also means to knock down, to lower down. It's also Lai Mishtabesh. That is a usage of the verb Lahashchil, means to lower. Isnan, we have a Mishnah in Bechiris. The Daf Yomi people learn everything, so they learn through this Mishnais and Bchoris also. In the Yeshivas, nobody ever learns this. In the middle of Bchoris, they have at this two prokim that list off all the Bali Mumin. What's considered a mum by a Behema? Bal Mum is Pasal Agabi Mizbech. And what's considered a mum for a Kohen? A Kohen is not allowed to be Makor Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash Bamum. So the Mishnah has, in the Chumash, you have listed all the Bali Mumin. So one of the Mumin is Saruah. Sarua, Rashi and Chumash explains Sarua based on the Mishnah. Sarua means, let's say, those limbs in the body. The eyes are supposed to be symmetrical. The nostrils are supposed to be symmetrical. The lips are supposed to stem. The two ears are supposed to stem. The two arms. So let's say a person has more than one eye. The two eyes are never exactly the same size, but it's clearly bigger than the other, very noticeably. One arm is much longer than the other. One leg is much longer than the other. He's not symmetrical. One nostril is much bigger than the other. So that's a balmum. Even though if they would have both been bigger, let's say it's too big for the face, that's not a balmum. But if it's asymmetrical, then it's absurd. So the Mishnah has the example. Hashochel v'hakosul are examples of asymmetrical avarim that should have been symmetrical. What does it mean? Shochel means shenishmato yirecho, that one hip is lower than it should be. Shachul means to fall down, drop. Shachul is a verb for dropping down. That's the gerus of mashchilin. Mashchilin peris means to drop the peris, to lower down the peris. As the Mishnah uses that expression, shachul means that one hip is lower than the other. And kosul, sometimes the one hip is the right size, one hip is too high. So both hips would be abnormally high. There wouldn't be a balmum, even if the whole body whole body is not symmetrical. But as long as the two hips are symmetrical, it's okay.
That the Kohen is not allowed to avoid it. Does this apply also to Birchas Kohanim?
No. The Gemara in Tainis learns that from a Pasuk that a Balmum is kosher. The Mishnah in Megillah says that a Balmum, a Kohen has a Mum in the fun of Yad Viraglo. The din is the Kohanim are supposed to take off their shoes when they go to Duchen, and they're supposed to hold up their hands. So if they have a mum, but part of Yad Viraglav, they're not allowed to do, and it's a Mishnah that says Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, because it'll draw attention, and people will be staring at them, and it's not permissible to look at the Kohanim when they do, to look at him. In the Beis HaMikdash, there used to be Hashras HaShchinanim, so it was a real Issa. And Chutz Beis HaMikdash is less of an Issa, but it's also improper to look at the hands of the Kohanim. So the Mishnah says in Megillah that that's a Din Midirabbanan. On the level of the Raisa, even a Bal Mum Mamish is permitted, all Bali Mumin are permitted to Duchen. Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, that you don't carry over. A Shikr is not allowed to Duchen, that you do carry over from a Ishasa Yayin, a Shasa Schnapps. So you're not allowed to Duchen, like you're not allowed to do Avodah, he's not allowed to Duchen. The din of Shikr is carried over from Avodah, but the din of Bal Mum is not carried over. So the Gemara in Tainis learns it out from Psukim. That's a Shaila, a real Drosha Gemara there, Raisa. That the shikr is not allowed to duchen and the balmum is, maybe the shikr is not allowed to duchen is only with the rabbanon. That's a machlokes in Rishonim how to read that gemara, where it's really a chilek on the level of the raisa or only the rabbanon. But the Mishnah has the exception to the rule in Megillah that if a kohen has mum the pan of the other raglav, he's not allowed to duchen. Then Rabbi Yosef Kara writes in the Beis Yosef that b'manazeh, that they started the minig, that they put over the talus over their hands, so you can't see anything anyway. So you can look all you want, and you can't see. There's nothing to look. There's nothing to see. So then he says that the whole din derabbanan doesn't apply to Zman. The whole Mishnah goes out in the garbage. The whole din doesn't apply. So that's what Rav Moshe writes in his sefer, that even mamish abalmum,
The fun of Yad Ragla is permitted. Is permitted to duchem his man. If one organ is larger out of proportion, no. Only if the two avorim are supposed to be symmetrical, the two ears, the two eyes, the two nostrils, they're not symmetrical. But if something is out of proportion to the rest of the body, I don't think that's a vulnerable. It may be a different din. The Mishnah has another din. Ain't a shada bizarre shalaren. The Mishnah learns that from a pasuk. There are two dinim. There's one din if he's a balmum avodas mechulelis. Even if he does avod, it's possible even b'diavad. You have to bring the karbonos all over again. You're not even getting to b'diavad. Then there's another din if there's something abnormal about the kohen. Ain't a shava bizarre shalaren. Something unusual. Then l'chatchili is not allowed to do avod, but b'diavad is not mechalal to avod. It could be that if the organs are out of proportion to each other, I don't remember the Mishnayos.
He said that about someone who could paint his eyes with one, apparently his noses aren't symmetrical, but it's not placed center to the eyes, so that if he would paint his eyes
straight. No, but that's a real balmum. That's mentioned in the Chumash. That,
yeah, right.
That's a balmum.
But that's not an asymmetrical problem. That's
no.
You could have a mum without being asymmetrical.
Yeah, yeah. That's considered a mum. But the Mishnah has other things that are not acceptable because ain't a shava bizarre shalahara. So we have two readings in the Mishnah. What we have printed Mishilin, and the other one they had was Mashchilin, and it boils down to the same thing. Then the Gemara says, Amram Nachem by Yitzchak, and if there would have been another two or three girsas, it would have also boiled down to, no one has such a girsa, but they say if there would have been either girsa C, B, or E, it would have also boiled down to the same thing. A funny gemara. Mandatoni, if there would have been a girsa Mishirin, would have also been not so bad, like Mishtabish, wouldn't be so bad. Mandatoni Mashirin, would be like Mishtabish, Mandatoni Menashrin, Manshirin, it is also like Mishtabish. It all boils down to the same thing. There are no such girsas. But if there would have been, it would have been also the same. Why? Manatara Mishirin, if there would be such a Girsa Mishirin, it also means to lower. This non, we have Mishnah Bishmar Loimer, the Nazir is not allowed to shave off his hair. Tar Lo Yavar Al Rosha, he's not allowed. His beard, he may shave off. The Kedusha, Kaddish Yeh, Gadol Perasar Rosh, only goes on the head. If he wants, it can be a clean shaven on the bottom. That's not included in the Kedusha's Naziris. When the Nazir finishes, the Naziris has to shave off all the hair on his head. He doesn't have to shave off his beard. The Kedushas Nazir is only on the hair on top for the prohibition against shaving the Shloshim Yom, and for the mitzvah to shave it all off at the end, only goes on the top. The Mishnah says it doesn't go on the bottom. So the Mishnah says the real issue there is the loisese is tar la yavar al rosha. If he uses a tar, what if he takes powder? Like the people who don't like to use shavers, they use the powder. What if he uses powder and he removes all the hair? So he's not over on the lysis, he doesn't get malchus, but he's over on the yasek. Kodesh yigal peres arosh. He's supposed to let the hair grow. So the Mishnah says, Nazir lo yochuf rosho ba'adoma. He shouldn't wash his head with some kind of a sharp sand. Some kind of a thing. It's going to cause the hair to fall out. Yeah. It's going to cause the hair to fall out. It won't be a violation of the loisese, but it's a violation of the yeseh. So the verb that the Mishnah uses, shemeshir, esaser, causes the hair to fall down. You see that the verb meshir in Mishnei Kibra means to fall down. So if there would have been a girsa, which there isn't, if the one had been a gear said Mishirin Haperis, there are would have also boiled down to the same. Also means the same. Manatani Mashirin would also mean the same thing. Lai Mishtabish, if it would have said that Girsa, also means to lower the Peris down through the Aruba. Why? This now we have such a Mishnah that says that Kalim are Makabal Tumah. There are only four things in the whole wide world that are Makabal Tumah, other than Kalim, Ochlam and Mashkim. So Kalim are only Makabal Tumah if they're usable. What if it broke? You throw it out in the garbage, it's not useful anymore. So it's Shviras Akli is Natire. Ois Kli. So what if you have a scissors that broke in half? So you out of the way, we have scissors, it breaks in half, and the stomach gonna throw it in the garbage, it's not useful for anything. It's not sharp like a razor. But they used to have scissors that each one of them was sharp like a razor. So if it's
attached together with a nail. So it works as a scissor. I admit it works as a razor.
A knife.
It's also good. A knife, sure. Good as a knife. So the lishness.
I'm sorry. What is Amnachem Bar Yitzchak Machadashi? If this was, if there was no, no
there was no such
thing. What's he telling us?
I don't know. That's how Rashi
he wants to say the other Lushoni.
Rashi feels like if you would have had a Girsa, there must be some other Vishani Valor, not so. Rashi says, climate, if there would have been such a Girsa, it would have been okay. Very much, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Very strange Gemara. If there would have been a Girsa, it would have made sense also. But there isn't such a Girsa.
There were other places where they say both would be good. No, in other cases, we
yeah, but it means
there
are two traditions.
Yes, that is right. And the Gemara there doesn't say that if there would be another word, it would also be
no,
good.
No. This is only modern, the way Rashi learned the modern. I would have learned not like Rashi.
Maybe
Rashi and the second white line. Yeah, the Pashim Shad is not like Rashi. They had such a Girsa. They had five readings in the Mishnah.
Right.
I don't know why Rashi says if there would have been a Girsa like this, it would not have been so good. And what I think Ein Shavu Dezar Shalaren, I think B'diyavad is not Mechal Avoda. I think so. You have to look in the Mishnayos. I think so. Most people in yeshivas don't learn that part of the Pcheiros. Rav Moshe learned it. Rav Moshe has Shuvas La'alocha based on Gemaras over there that no one ever heard of. As Juba said, but other areas of halacha, not about Bali movement. He brings rice from Kala Tarakula to everything. Yeah.
But the Pashto solution would be Monday to an Israel. So was somebody that was learning like
that? Pashto Bashar, yeah. Pashto Bashar is not like that. I don't know what prompted Rashi to say like that. If there would have been such a year, so it would have been.
Rashi didn't have Mishnais, which had that low shoinis.
Yeah. So the Gemara says the other gears, Mandatani Man Shirin. If you, so they quote a Mishnah that says, Hashachar v'hazug shel saparim, both scissors. Taisa says, Hashachar is a small scissors, hazug shel saparim is a largest pair of scissors. Afal b'shenechluka, even though they broke apart and they're separate, it's tmeim, it's not called shviras akli, it's still as a shtamsh, it says a razor. You see that the word shachar means a scissors. Why? Because it causes hair to fall down. So if you would have a giris in the Mishnah, mashchirim peres derech haru, but that's what it means, you can drop down the peres. And if you would have a girsa manshirin, it also boils down to the same thing, because you have a Mishnah in Shabbos that says there's a din of marisayin. A pasuk in Chumash, v'yisim nikiyim Hashem imei Yisrael. The pasuk says by the bnei god of neruf and the chatz shevet hamanasha. So it says that they better do the right thing, that no one should have any tainus against them. They're going to say they want Eivra Yarden, they don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. So the people are going to think they don't want to participate in the war. That's why. They want to sit over here. It's great. Who wants to get involved in a war? So Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, you got to heat up, you got to participate in the war. And then after the war is all over, then you can go back to Eivra Yarden. The Yisim Nikiyim Hashem, so you have to do the right thing in the eyes of God and the eyes of men. You shouldn't do something that's marisayin, that looks like it's fishy, that looks like it's improper. So the Gemara, the Mishnayis in Shviyas, a whole parak, more than one parak in Shviyas, dedicated to Dinam HaMarisayin and Shemitah. And then you have other Masechtas we had before, and Beitza and Shabbos and Shkolim, all over the place. Mishnah is about Marisayin. So one of the famous Dinam HaMarisayin is that, let's say, the Balabasta washed her clothes on Erev Shabbos and they're dripping wet, and then she's busy, she takes a shower, and she benches lift Shabbos. But she wants to hang up the clothes that they should dry, so she'll take the sopping wet clothes from the washing machine and hang them up on the line. So the Mishnah says that that's a Nisa Maris sign. The neighbors may think that she washed it on Shabbos. That's a malacha. To wash clothes on Shabbos is malabe. That's one of the 39 malachas on Shabbos. You're not even allowed to hang up the wet clothes on Shabbos. So the shail is, what if someone's walking in the street and his clothes got sopping wet? It was pouring and his clothes got wet. So does he have to take off the clothes right away? Let's say he comes home. Making kiddush, you say, you have to take off the clothes right away. You're not allowed to have wet clothes hanging around. You have to hide it somewhere. You have to hide it in the bathroom or something. It'll probably be uncomfortable. He wants to take off the clothes anyway. But do you require that he must take off the clothes right away? So it says, not necessarily. Shenosher kele b'mayim, if his begodim got sopping wet, mahalach b'hem, he's permitted to continue to wear the clothing. And there's no marisayin that people will think that you sold it raining outside. No marisain, they'll think that he just washed it, and there's no chashash that he's going to squeeze it out. You're not supposed to handle wet clothes because he may squeeze it out. But he was wearing the clothes, so there's no chashash that he's going to squeeze it out. So the Gemara understood that. How do you translate Mishanashu Kehler? Mishanashu Kehler. Kehler means his pants, his clothing, the mind. How do you translate Nashu? So Taisus says, I would have, before Taisus also, I would have translated Nashu to soak.
Soak.
There's a Hebrew word to soak something, means Ein Sharim Diyobu Samamonim.
Yeah, yeah.
To soak something. So I would have said, if his clothing was soaking in water. So the Gemara doesn't translate. The Gemara says his clothing fell into the water. Nashu is a lashon to fall down. So if you would have a girsa that says Meshirin, Peres, Derech Aruba, the word Meshirin, the word Meshirin means to fall down. As it says over here, Mishinoshu, Kelim Amayim, his pants fell on a puddle of water. So the Gemara is translating the word Mishinoshu, Kelim Amayim, Mahalach Bam, he's permitted to continue to wear. The Enochosh doesn't have to remove the clothes. The first possibility. So they translate, Gemara translated Nashru, that his pants fell into the water. And if it would say here, Mishirin is also good. Then the Gemara says, Inami, maybe that Raif and that Mishnah is Ashvacharai. Maybe the word Mishanashru means Lashon Shriya, not Lashon Nishira, to fall down. Lashon soaking. So you can't really prove anything from that Mishnah. So that's what the Gemara says, Inami, I'll bring in a different marker to show that the verb Shari means to fall down. This nan is a different Mishnah. There's a din that leket shikrepeya belongs to the aniyim. So what's the definition of leket? Ezo leket? Whatever falls down, b'shas ketzira hanosher. So that Mishnah, there's only one way to translate. Hanosher means that it fell down. It doesn't mean that it was soaking.
Peres
hanosher, yeah. It fell down. You could have quoted that Mishnah. Right. So that's what Tosis points out, that the Gemara has...
We had this beginning of Bayim.
Right, the Peres hanosher, right. The first
day.
Right. So the Gemara, Tosis points out, the Gemara has inami. The Gemara has two pshatim. They're not sure how to translate the word mishanashru. Doesn't make a difference. Halacha ma'aseh. The whole Gemara is irrelevant here. But the Gemara is not sure how to translate the word mishanashru kelav b'mai. Means his pants fell into the puddle, or his pants were soaking in water. If it means soaking, so you can't prove that the word nashru means to lower it, to fall down. But if you say mishanashru means his pants fell in the puddle. So then you're translating Nosher means to fall down. Okay, bottom line, we didn't begin to learn anything yet. you might just said what the word means. Five gears on the word. Okay, it's also important.
Rambam says a mitzvah kala, right?
To learn Lashon HaKodesh. I remember I used to always learn in the yeshiva from my bar mitzvah, and in the summertime there were no shiurim. There were shiurim, but I didn't go. There were some shiurim. So I used to learn in the Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn. So I remember once we were learning Gittin in the Mir Yeshiva. So there's a thesis in the first parak in Gittin. There's a whole discussion. The Gemara there discusses. We learned when we learned Gittin. Thesis discusses what are Goyish names that are clearly non-Jewish names. Sheamus Mufakim, Shal Goyim. It makes a difference Allah Lamaisa whether there's a hashash that someone will make a mistake. So what are Sheamus Mufakim, the absolutely Goyish names? And what Sheamus Shane Mufakim? What's not Talmud? So Tosfos has a steer with two Gemaras. Here it says that there was a Yid who had Azan Nomin. Here it says the Gemara says it's a Goyish Nomin. The Tosfos says, no, it's slightly different. This is a Hormiz and this is Hormin. One is a Zion, one is a Nunshan. So there was one Bachar member in the Shezer Afruma. I remember he always sat with a jacket. In the middle of the summer, there was no air conditioning. Middle of the summer. So the Rebbe wanted to take off his jacket. It was diaper, but this Bacher was sitting with a jacket. Shmuel Brudner had to suffer because this Bacher wore a jacket all the time. So he had to wear his jacket all the time. So this Bacher, very serious Bacher. So when the Rebbe learned that Taisus, so he says, what's the Lomdus and Taisus? What does Taisus want? So the Rebbe said, oh, but that the Gemara says here it's a Yiddish name and here it says a Goyish name. And it's a stira. So Taisus explains it's a Shino Yirsa. This is Hormiz and this is Hormin. But he said, but what's the Lomdus? There's no Lomdus. So the Rebbe saw who he was dealing with. So he said, Taisus a Gebadet Azoi. steht doch im Pasuk Peres Hashem Timimo. The Torah is ganz. So da steht Zagoy. Oh, then it became okay. Here steht Zagoy. You say with Peres Hashem Timimo, everything has to blend in together.
Okay.
So here's the Gemara. The Gemara works out what the word means. What the five verbs mean the same thing. To lower something down. I don't know. I haven't been in touch. I don't know. Could be. Now the Gemara gets down to business. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Nishilin Peres Derech Aruba B'Yontif. If you're permitted to do Tircha Muetes, is Mutter, but not Tircha Aruba. That's why you're only allowed to do it Derech Aruba, because it falls down. But to pick it up and throw it through the window sideways, Rashi explained on the Mishnah, that's Tircha Yisera, that's not Mutter. So the Gemara will listen. What if he has 150 sacks of potatoes on their roof?
Yeah.
It's also Tircha Muetes. It's going to take him, has 5,000 sacks of potatoes. It's going to take him 5 hours. That's a Tircha Muetes. It has to be up some Ashir. Vifal is Ashir. What's called Tircha Muetes? What's called Tircha Meruva? So the Gemara clears Ashaila. Ad Kamo. How much are you allowed to do? Amar Abzera, Amar Abasi. Abzera says in the name of Abasi, that was his Rebbe. The Amri Law, another version has it, Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yecharon. Sure. Somebody said the name of somebody else. It's the same as the Mishnah Masechah Shabbos. Mishnah Masechah Shabbos also deals, that Shabbos, this is Yontif. Mishnah Masechah Shabbos dealing with an issue of Tircha, about moving around the furniture, rearranging the whole house.
Guests are coming.
Huh?
To sit down, how much you can.
So there it's talking about moving sacks of food. Mefanim, you're permitted to move arba b'chomish kupa shel teven, v'shel tvua, not mukze, it's not mukze, it's Michael Behema. Straw that you feed to the animals, not mukze, but a shaylef and tircha muetta. So it says you're permitted to move 4 or 5 sacks. Not each sack is 1,000 pounds. Certain size sacks, whatever was normal, bismana mishnah. That says you're permitted to move 4 or 5 sacks of teven mepnei ha'orch mepnei bitul beis hamedrash. You have guests are coming, and you have to make room for the guests. A mitzvah, achnasas orchim. The mitzvah. The Ramo writes in Hilchos Shabbos, a mitzvah achnasas orchim means. That's achnasas orchim. Not that I invite the next door neighbor. And if I don't invite him, I'll go home. I'll leave it home. It doesn't mean like that. It means like this Shabbos, we finished davening Friday night, Shabbos Bereshis. A chassidish guy walks in the front door of the yeshiva, mitlanget peis. He obviously didn't belong there. So we asked him, is everything okay? He's oktanei. He walked in with a girl. We didn't know. It's his wife, his girlfriend, whatever. He walked in with a girl. So he says, everything okay? Zoktanay. The traffic was so bad, he was going back to Monroe. Traffic was so bad, he had to get off. He called the... Which Rebbe is there in Muncie? The
Square
Rebbe. He said he called the Square Rebbe on the cell phone. The Rebbe told him he should get off on 145th Street and walk to Yeshiva University. That's what he told him. So he walked from 145th. And then the girl called the father on the cell phone. The father said she should drive until she gets to a safe place. So she got off at 170th a little later. And then they were walking and they both bumped into each other and they both walked into Yeshiva University. So we had to have them over to eat. So that was Mamashach Nasa's order. They didn't have a place to eat.
In Europe used to be that.
But then we also had Orchim who lived down the block in some Bokhara. They could have eaten in their own home. They had food to eat in their own home. We invited a couple and another Bokhara. That's not Achnasa's Orchim. They have their own food. Achnasa's Orchim, the mitzvah, the special mitzvah. Amat nishvut zesen. Amat nishvut zesen. That's called
Achnasa's Orchim. In Europe, it connotes Norman. It mean
yeah. 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 Right. Yeah. It's a different
guy. Every Friday night used to be people going around trying to find some people passing by the house, the place to go for.
I once learned the shalu, I was told that they said nothing to eat. It's not a Mrs. Achnus Zorchim, it's a Mrs. Tzedukhim. Mrs. Achnus Zorchim means I invite my next door neighbor.
Oh, yeah?
Shalu.
I don't know, but the Ramon Shulchan Aruch says like that. That the mitzvah in Hilchos Shabbos, he writes, that you have this heter b'makom achnasas orchim means when it's a mitzvah b'achnasas orchim, that they don't have a place to eat, they don't have a place to sleep. So that is called
like Christians, right? Other people would not be allowed to.
That's
do
a
that.
Nice mitzvah, but that's not the mitzvah b'achnasas orchim. It's a different mitzvah. Yeah.
So the Mishnah says that there's an issue of tircha muetas, to schlep the sack, heavy sacks of teven bekash, tvua. But the maka mitzvah you make a lanis. Bittul beis hamedrash means that someone's going
to
give a shir.
There's no place where to sit.
Turns out there's so many talmidim, so many people come to listen to the shir, it's going to be uncomfortable. So you have to move some of the sacks out of the way. The maka mitzvah is mutter. So these are Amoraim, Rab Zeira, Rab Asi, Rab Yechanan, and they all made it tzushtel. The just like over there it says 4 or 5 sacks, whatever size the sack were, Bismana Mishnah, standard size. So that's what it means over here, 4 or 5 sacks. Doesn't mean 150 sacks is going to stand there for 3 hours schlepping all the sacks. 4 or 5 sacks, that's all. Greg the Gemara, how do you know that he's right? Mikenzach Dingin, Bedil, Mashani Hasim Dika Bittel Beis HaMedish. Maybe. Maybe Mamaka Mitzvah is a bigger.
But he says it's Nayokim also.
Maka mitzvah, yeah.
It's also
Orchim is a mitzvah, and Bittul Beis HaMedrash is a mitzvah. Aval Hocha, the lack of Bittul Beis HaMedrash. Here it's only Hefzid Mammon.
Yeah.
So maybe Maka mitzvah is a better heter than Hefzid Mammon. Or maybe Fakert. You know, maybe Tomer Fakert. But Maka mitzvah, you only matter 4 or 5 sacks. No, you have to do so many mitzvahs. So they'll learn it tomorrow. So they won't listen to the shiur, so they won't be so comfortable. So the Orchim will sit on the sacks. It won't be so comfortable. But Hefzid Mammon, Maka Hefzid Mammon, there's more room to be maker. Yeah. So Gemara is not sure. Vezok, that Rab Asi, Rab Yechanan, and Rab Zera, who says that they're right? That just because we're talking about the same theme. Here we're talking Yom Tov, here we're talking Shabbos, Tircha Muetas, Tircha Muetas, and Yamata Mamakam Hefzid, Yamata Mamakam Mitzvah, and it says 4 or 5 sacks. So who are the Nami over here? Vezok, maybe Bamakam Mitzvah is more room to be Mekel, maybe Makam Hefzid Mammon is more room to be Mekel. You don't know. That's what they think. So they leave everything up in the air. Inami, maybe Fakert Hosman time of Dabba B'chamish Kupishar Mishum Shabbos, or maybe there's a Chilik. Inami, the Gemara says Hosman time of Dabba B'chamish Kupishar Mishum Shabbos, the Chamire, Beliyasim Zulzule Bay. You don't have to worry so much. Avol Yontif, the kill. People do so many malachas on Yontif, and we're afraid Hosim Zulzule Bay. Maybe Klala Klaloi. Maybe you're not Mekel so much 4 or 5 seconds. Maybe
you can say Klaloi because it says already Mashil and Pelos.
Need less.
Less.
Maybe it's less than 4 or 5 sacks. Maybe it has to be less than 4 or 5 sacks. 1 or 2 sacks. Inami lirich yisa, the story we said before, maybe hefzid mammon is more room to be mekel than maka mitzvah. Inami lirich yisa, the opposite from what we said. Hasman time like hefzid mammon. So there you're only maka mitzvah, you know, if you matter 4 or 5 sacks. But hach, hefzid mammon, I feel it too, and maybe 100 sacks also mutter. So they're not sure. That's shaila number one. So that's what the Agansa Machloek is. How do you paskin? If you're Mesupik, what the Psak is, how do you paskin? So that's what I mentioned. The Beis Yosef quotes the Magen Mishnah says, on all of the Shaila Safik, the Rabbanon Lekula. Everything is only the Rabbanon. We're not dealing with the real Malacha, we're dealing with the Tircha. All these Tircha is only by the Rabbanon. It's a Kiyum deraisa of Shabbos, but it's not an Isa deraisa. So Safik, the Rabbanon Lekula. And other Rishonim say, no, why should you be Mekel on everything? This Rab Zeira, Rav Asi, Rav Yechanan, and they must have had a tradition. They say that it's the same. So, let's buy Mazoi. 4 or 5 sacks. The sugi started off. Rav Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he told his Talmud, Rav Zeira was a Talmud of Rav Asi, who in turn was a Talmud of Rav Yechanan. They said that it's the same din here, the same din there, 4 or 5 sacks. Then the Chachmei Bavel started to chepe Rav Yechanan. How does he know that it's so? Maybe it's worse, maybe it's better, maybe it's upside, maybe it's downside. How do you, maybe it's the other direction. Maybe, but he says that it is the same.
So, take him
so maybe you should pass him. Take him at Gezocht that it's the same. So Zolos Biden says, if you're not sure what the din is, and he says he's sure, say, ain't Safik Meitzim Devad. The some Rishonim say you should pass him like Rabbi Yechanan. He says he knows what he's talking about. And the other Rishonim say, no, we're not sure about anything, so everything is Lahakal. Everything is Safik Devad. Now Shaila had a pass. So then the Gemara says, once we're on the topic, we can raise another couple of sveikas about these dinim. Shaila number 2, Rashi says, on the top. Va'ol, klaima. Va'ol, sheilach eres. Got shaila number 2, that's not clear. Also, they're all ibayi the leif shita. Everything is up in the air. Shteit in the Mishnah, Masech HaShabbos. Then when you have the guests coming, you have the Talmidim coming to listen to the shir, that you're permitted to do tircha muetas, to schlep 4 or 5 sacks of tvue, v'maka mitzvah, but you're not allowed to
empty out.
If the 4 or 5 slacks means that you're going to empty out till the floor, and they had dirt floors. They didn't have a floor with a carpet or with an oleum or wooden floor, a dirt floor. So if you're going to remove the sacks till the floor mamish, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do that. Why not? You're not allowed to finish till the floor. Why? He'll see that the floor is not straight. It has a hole. He may feel bad. He may smooth it out. And if you smooth out the hole, that's an Issa Rabbeinu. That's an Issa Rabbeinu. If you have a dirt floor, Ashvuya Gumas is a malacha.
Intentionally so, or because he's schlepping the
No. If he removes all the sack, he'll see that there's a hole. There's a hashash. He may go specially, intentionally, and be mash for the gumas. That's a malacha. So, Kleati Gemara, Hachamai, what would you say over here? Here is on the roof. Here it's talking not the floor, it's the roof. But the roof also has dirt on the roof. So, would you say over here also, he's allowed to take, let's say, there's 4 or 5 sacks on the roof. Sounds mustamat mutter. 4 or 5 sacks. Okay. Would you say he's allowed to take off all the 5 sacks and lower them down, even though he mamish went down to the floor of the roof, and there's no chashash del moser l'shvayigumis. The chashash is only on Shabbos, which is a skila and an isa misa and isa kareis, but not yontif. If it's not an isa misa, there is a malacha deraisa, but it's not as chomer as it is on Shabbos. Yeah. So should you say that the chashash is kayam here too? Or yontif yamekel? So the Gemara is not sure.
Hachamai is different than the floor.
Yeah, everything is possible.
Yeah.
So the Gemara declares hachamai. What would you say over here? Should I say hasam who be Shabbos dasam shum nechamer? Shabbos is more chamer, so you make more gzeris. Granted, this you never find in Shabbos and Shas that they made more gzeris mishum malacha.
Yeah.
Here you find the Mishnah tircha muet is the machmem more on Shabbos than on you. You don't find the malachas that they made more gzeris on Shabbos. A mukta. The Gemara is going to raise all the logical possibilities here. So the Gemara says, what's the din? Hachamai, what do you say on Yontif? When you allow him to take down the stacks from the roof, that is Mishum Hefsid, should I say, Hasmul Bishabbos Dasam Mishum Nechama? Shabbos is very Chama. Avo Yontif, the keel is not as Chama or Shabbadam. You're permitted even to take off all the sacks and leave the floor of the roof bare, and you're not chayshish that he may make a mistake in mashva gumas. Or maybe you should dreif haket. Maybe madach b'makam mitzvah. And the Gemara says in Soitan Daf Chavez that when a person is performing a mitzvah, the performance of the mitzvah will protect him that he shouldn't do averus. When a person learns Torah, so the Gemara says Torah is megin on him, even b'idna d'loyasik bay, even after he closes the safe and he goes home. But when a person performs a mitzvah, the asiyas hamitzvah is megin b'shaito. So chach b'shaito. So over there, he's doing a mitzvah. He's preparing for the orchem. He's preparing for the people based on, and still you're afraid he'll do a malacha. He's in the middle of doing a mitzvah. He's still afraid he's doing a malacha. Kavachama here, he's just worrying about his hefsid moment. There's nothing going to be megin on him. So for sure, we should say that there's a chashash over here, not Shabbos versus Yontif, but Madach b'makam mitzvah yechoshesh, that the mitzvah will not be megin. Hasm dika bitul b'samid shamit lo, you're not allowed to. Hacha the leka mitzvah, the leka bitul mitzvah lo koshkein. Abara there's a hashash. He has no mitzvah that's megin over him. So we're not sure. That's question number 2.
You have the rule says Rabtafen kol vehito. He was doing a mitzvah and he's still no vehito.
Yeah.
So what's the, so why do you say that the mitzvah is megin here?
He's learning. He was learning Torah. Supposed to be making more.
Yeah,
but why do we go on the counting 4 bundles, 5 bundles? Let's say a person is very strong. There's no tech, he can take 20 bundles. And a person who's very weak is 1 bundle. So how do they go in numbers to this?
Yeah, a very good question.
Yeah.
It should all depend, huh? It should all be relative to the person.
Relative to the individual person, not to the number of the bundles.
Yes. I don't know.
It's just an example.
The Gemara is not sure about anything.
The Gemara is not sure.
Relativity, you have to make
up. Yeah. I don't know. Then the Gemara has Shaila number 3. They keep on one Shaila after the other.
You look like an average person. The Gemara speaks about the
average. The Gemara has another Shaila. Ho'cha Tanan, Shaila number 3. Here it says, Mishilin Peres Derech Aruba B'yontif. You're allowed to lower it from the roof down the window in the roof. The Omer Am Nachman L'shana L'bosa Agat. If the Peres are on the same roof where the opening is. But if you have two roofs, even if the two roofs are adjacent, on the same level. And you have to schlep from one roof to the other roof and then lower it down. That's already tirchi yisera. That's too much. Rav Nachman made a comment. Lo shana wela dehet. There is only bosu agag. Alva migag legag loit. That's called tirchi yisera and tarnish. B'tanya lamayochet. There's a brisa that supports Rav Nachman. It says b'fei rishem etaltul migag legag. I feel like she's got the same shovim. Even if the two roofs are mamish the same level, the same elevation. So the Gemara says, Hasan Mai, what about in Masechet Shabbos? What if you want to remove, you having so many guests and so many Talmidim, it's not enough just to push it over a little bit. You have to move it five rooms away. It's going to be so crowded. You have to move it 100 yards away, from one room to the other to the other. Do you have the same limitation? Should I say, Chachu, who the Asim, Mishum Yantif, the here we don't allow you to do tirchi yisera mishum yontiv dekil basil zulzulabei where ferit will be mat. There's too much tirchi yisera. People would think everything goes. Avol Shabbos the chamir b'loyasiv zulzulabei shapadam even tirchi yisera. Idulma maybe you should say fakir. Madachach adika hefsid peris. Amrit lo here. What is a hefsid mammon? Hefsid mammon is more of a consideration. And still you say, you're not allowed to do tirchi yisera. So the Maka Mitzvah is not that serious a consideration. It might be fakir. Maka Mitzvah is more of a consideration. The Gemara doesn't know. They're coming and going. They don't know whether it's Mocham or less Mocham. Shabbos, Yantar, Mocham or less Mocham. They don't know. They're Mesupik and everything. It's like a tekel. The Gemara has a tekel. Then the Gemara has a fourth shailah. Hochatanya, here we have a brisa that says like this. Lo yishal shalem. You're allowed to lower, it says Mishilim Peres Derech Aruba, you're allowed to lower the Peres. Everything is anybody, everything is a takeover here. Not sure about anything. So it says you're allowed to lower the sack. You pull on the same gog, you pull it over and it has an Aruba and falls down.
See, this is a sign of the effort. Here, because there's a Hebel, so there's less effort, so therefore he is
not Hebel. No, Hebel is worse. I mean that it's more.
Hebel is worse.
Moi says worse, it's more.
Hebel is more, Tirche de Chol, looks like Tirche de Chol.
That's what it means. If
pulleys.
It just pulls in and it falls down the Aruba, that's less. But if you have to use a pulley system and schlep more, so that's too much Tirche. So the Gemara says, well, what about there?
Well, Hebel Chalonis.
Huh?
Chalonis.
Oh, Bachalonis, the side window. Oh.
Side window.
Right. Bachalonis means the side window where he has to throw it in, not falling down. So right. The side window, you're not allowed to.
Well,
no, you're reading Derech Sulamis, you're not allowed to carry it down, down a staircase, or down a ladder.
To put down?
No.
Mishalshlim to punish is from the bottom up.
From the chain.
From the bottom up?
Mishalshlim to punish.
Mishalshlim to punish from the bottom up.
No, it hangs up to the front, so they go down.
I think the shelter usually means down.
Yeah. But the question is whether it reaches to the Eretz or not.
Anyway, so what does Gemara say? We have a brisa that says that it's only mutav, it's tircha muet, it's tircha merubi, not allowed to. So the Gemara says, what about there by Shabbos, Hasan Mai? Should I say, Hacha beyond the Buddha, also the lack of bitl based on marriage? No maka mitzvah, it's only hefsid mammon. Money, easy come, easy go. Alva Shabbos, dika bitl based on maka mitzvah, shapadami, you would be make a living to Chamaruba, or Dilma Fakir. Hacha dika hefsid peris amrit, why, madach makam hefsid mammon, you're not make a maka mitzvah, you're certainly not make a. Everything is a take. They're not sure about anything. So that's a shaykh. A teiko and a derabbanon, usually you go the kula. Teiko derabbanon, you go the kula. Some rishonim are not so convinced that you should go the kula. Okay, that's the shaykh. Then the Gemara continues commenting on the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah another thing you're allowed to do, mechasim es haperus. It's leaking in the house. It's leaking in, and he wants to cover all of the peris with this big plastic thing. And it's a shtickle tircha mueta, it's not such a light thing. He has to slap it from the basement and he has to spread it out. So it's a tircha mueta. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says you're permitted to do it. So the Shaila is, Mechasim Peris, what's for Peris? The Peris are gemaisat or not gemaisat. If the Peris are not gemaisat, and Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah is written in Eretz Yisrael, then it's muktzah. Then it's muktzah. And you know, a lot of the Mafresh Maisus on Shabbos Yom, then it's going to be muktzah. If the Paris Agamaisa, then it's not Mukta. So when the Mishnah allows you, the Mishnah permits you to do Tircha Muetis to save your Paris, is that only if the Paris Agamaisa, or even if the Paris are Tevel? What do you say? So the Gemara said, why should it make a difference? Amarula, Afila Avira Delivni. Even if it's Mukta, so what? Hepsid Mammon is Hepsid Mammon. Just because he can't
use it.
Avira Delivni means he has the vein and bricks.
that are lined up, he's going to do construction work. And if it's going to rain on the bricks, they're going to get ruined. They're going to get ruined a little bit. He's going to build a house. What's going to be? He's not going to rain on the house. I don't know. He's going to put a plastic coating on it. I don't know what kind of bricks. I was like, when he finishes, he'll do something. Okay.
Not baked.
So he says, I don't know. So Ula says, when it says in the Mishnah, you're permitted to do tircha moetes, to protect your peris, even if the peris are tevel. And even if they're not peris, even if they're bricks that are oimid lebinyan, and it's oimid lemalochas, mukta mamish, Allah says a hepsit mamish. So you're permitted to do the tircha moetes to save it. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar disagrees. The only peris are ruyin, only if it's not mukta. If the peris are mukta, not gemaisa tarminish. V'az the Rabbi Yitzchak l'taymer, he goes l'shitas, we don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak goes l'shitas, the Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, ha'ata v'ashite, enkli nito, el l'tzorach dover al nito b'shabbos. You're not permitted to schlep a plastic cover in order to protect the Dover Shal Mukhtzah. The example he has in this whole sugi is in Shabbos Nam Gimel, so the Mishnah talks there about the hens are laying eggs, a basis in all the Shabbos beyond them. See, he's afraid the hens are going to jump, the chickens are going to jump on the eggs, they're going to crack open the eggs. They want to take the eggs away and put them in the refrigerator. Not allowed to take the eggs, not allowed to handle them. It's also bachila, it's Mukhtzah, you can't handle it. They want to take a big pot and put it upside down on top of the egg, that the chickens can't kick the pot away, it's too heavy, they're not strong enough, and the inverted pot will protect the eggs. So the Havdin is that it's mutter, and Rabbi Yitzchak got sefer action that it's also. This Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says you're not allowed to enkli nitel tzorach davar nitel. You're not allowed to move a kli in order to protect Pesach the Rishonim has the kasha. The Gemara says in the beginning of Sochim, a guy avoids the chametz b'petach Pesach, so the chametz is mukta. It says kaif all of us are keli. So what does Rabbi Yitzchak do with that brayser? So some of the Rishonim say upgefrekt. Rabbi Yitzchak is upgefrekt. We don't pass like him anyway. Tiyuch to shein to nacha brayser. He's washed up. He's wrong. And the Yorzarua on Sochim writes he doesn't think as upgefrekt. You're putting the kli on top of the chometz. You're not protecting the chometz.
Protecting yourself.
Protecting myself. Mm-hmm. I don't want to violate achilas chometz. I'm going to see the candy bar. I'm going to do an aveira. I'm not interested in protecting the candy bar. If a guy would come and walk over, anyway, I would be a very happy man. Yeah, if the dog would eat it up, I'd be very happy. I'm not interested in protecting the chometz. I want to protect myself from doing an aveira. So the Yozarua claims that it's not in contradiction to Rabbi Yitzchak. The other Taisus says that it is. Taisus says Rabbi Yitzchak is already Taisus Shein of Gifrek, so they didn't bother to quote many more braises that he could have shlugged them up. That's a machlokes harishayin in my time of the Rabbi Yitzchak. What's the reason? We don't pass him like Rabbi Yitzchak anyway, but what's the reason why Rabbi Yitzchak says that you're not allowed to? So that's a major machlokes harishayin. Maybe we'll start from that next week. That's what it says on the side, that this whole Gemara, every 20 lines appears in Shabbos, Ayin Sham, Kamei Shinuyim. Whenever it says Ayin Sham, on the side of the Gemara, a lot of times, they give you a Maramokim and it says Ayin Sham. Here I don't see on this. Ayin Sham always means that there's some major Shinuyim Girsa. Either instead of Abai, it says Rovet. But yes, we don't get so excited about that. We don't face. Sometimes Abai and Rabbi, the names are switched. Oh, then it's crucial. But here it says Reb Zeir, and there it says Reb Lozer. So usually today people don't pay so much attention. So they'll write Ayin Sham if it's a change in name, or they write Ayin Sham if it's a change in din. Here it says Zosa, there it says Mutta. So here it says Ayin Sham Kamishim. There are a couple of major shinuyim. So one of the major shinuyim has to do with my time of the Rabbi Yitzchak. What's the reason? We don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak anyway. But try to understand what is he driving at. Why did he hold that it's forbidden? So, but you know, we'll have to start next week. This week's Seder, there's a famous Drashas Haran. The Drashas Haran is taka written by the Ran. For many years, they thought it was written by somebody else. And now that they found the Ksav Yad, the Pirush Haran al Teiran, Bereshis, so they see a lot of things that word for word. Taka the Ran, the same Ran on the Rift. The same Ran on all of Masichta. So there's a Ran on Chumash, and a Ran has drushes. The famous Rabbeinu Nissim Girondi. So he has a famous comment on the Dor HaFloge. The Pasuk doesn't say that they did anything wrong. they wanted, they got together and they all spoke the same language, the United Nations. That's wonderful, peace and harmony. The whole world is getting together and they start building a migdol, Rosh HaBashamayim. So what did they do wrong? The Rebbe Shalom got so angry. The Rashi quotes a Medrash Agoda that they wanted to build such a tall skyscraper to revolt against the Rebbe Shalom. That's one version in the Medrash. But the Ran says, yeah, that's Alderach HaGoda, but what's Alderach HaPshat? So he says, Alderach HaPshat, you don't necessarily have to learn that they wanted to revolt against the Rebbe Shalom. They didn't mean anything wrong. But he says, there is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, in Perik Ben Sora Moreh, when the Mishnah has an agadic comment that kinus le tzaddikim toiv lahem v'toiv la'olam, and when tzaddikim get together and they have a convention, that's good for them and it's good for the whole world. Kinus le rishayim is ra lahem v'ra la'olam. When the rishayim get together, that's not a good idea. You can never tell what's going to come out from it. And pizur le tzaddikim and tzaddikim don't get together, toiknish ra lahem v'ra la'olam. So much could have been accomplished if all the tzaddikim would get together. And Pizal L'Rishayim is Tayv L'Hem and Tayv L'Hem. It's better for them and they won't get into such trouble. If they're all separate, it's better. When they all get together, Tayvish. So the Ran explains that they were all of the Avodah Zarah in that generation. They were not to kill anybody. But if they're all going to get together, they may decide to pass a law. No one is allowed to be a monotheist. So where's Avraham Avinu going to go? He wants to be a monotheist. So he and Ur Kadim, they don't let him. So he'll go away to Eretz Yisrael. They don't let you in Eretz Yisrael. He'll go to America. Freedom of religion, go to America. What's going to be if the whole world has one big United Nations and they all get together and everything, peace and harmony? One fine day, they may decide that they want to outlaw monotheism. So far, so good. So far, they're not outlawing monotheism. What do you do if they decide all religions are okay except for the Jewish? What are you going to do?
Totalitarian
government. So he said, even though they weren't making any Xeris Ross yet, but because they were over the Avodah Zarah, so that's why the Rebbe Shalom didn't allow them to get together, because Kinus L'Rishayim is Ra Lahem V'Ra Lo'olam. That's, we have to be mispallel to the Rebbe Shalom now. We have to pray to the Rebbe Shalom. He should protect Klal Yisrael all over, and should give Seichel to the American government and to all the governments that they shouldn't do any stupidity, and we have to pray to the Baruch Shalom that this coalition, some of them are tzaddikim but not all of them, some of them are outright rishoyim, some of them are kuli alma lo pligi rishoyim. We have to pray to the Baruch Shalom that this coalition should not turn out the way it looks like it's turning out to be. They're going to turn against Eretz Yisrael. We have to pray to the Baruch Shalom that it shouldn't be chalila a kinus l'rishoyim, which will be ra lahem v'ra lo'olam. We have a lot to pray for.
I have a question.